Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to get straight to the Lord in prayer. There's a lot of things to talk about today, but a lot of things to just to contemplate. And I think you'll see what I mean when we get into the crust of the show, into the meat. Not the crust. The crust, the outside. We're going to get into the meat, the centerpiece. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Before I mess up anymore, okay? For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for the wonderful God that you are, the great I am, the creator of all life, the sustainer of life. There's nothing that happens on this earth that you do not know about. We thank you. We thank you for that agape love that you bestow upon us, your grace and your mercy. I don't know how, Father, you want us to love our enemies. Help us to do that. Father, forgive us when we find that impossible. And I don't mean that we just let them roll over us, but we have a compassion for them, for they are lost. Forgive us when we fail to have that kind of a heart. Forgive us when we choose our way over your way. Use us, Father. Use us in how we need to be used by you. In Isaiah 6, verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And then I said, here I am, send me. Father, here I am. Send me. I pray each one of those listening today are saying that same thing. It can be scary. But here I am. Send me. Protect us, Father. I know you are always with us. May we feel your presence. May we rise to your calling. Not for the nation of America, but for the glory of your kingdom. Forever and ever. Amen. Make us a people who have compassion for others, who recognize the urgency that we are now living. Perhaps we are few, but that just means our victory is yours, not ours. I am in anticipation, Father, of what great and marvelous things that you are about to do, that you are about to accomplish through your people. For no, Father, it will take you a miracle to bring America home. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is time, America. It is time for we the people to bring America home. What does that mean? We hear a lot of make America great again, which I am all for. I'm 100% for that. But I believe in my heart that cannot happen unless we make America godly again. Are you aware of a public law 97-280? October 4th, 1982, declaring that 1983 be the year of the Bible. And I have it here in my hand. It is a joint resolution. So that would be 40 years, 41 years since they okayed it, but 40 years since we declared the year of the Bible. Whereas the Bible, the Word of God, has made a unique contribution in shaping the United States as a distinctive and blessed nation and people. Whereas deeply held religious convictions springing from the Holy Scriptures led in the early settlement of our nation. Whereas biblical teachings inspired concepts of civil government that are contained in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States. Whereas many of our great national leaders, among them Presidents Washington, Jackson, Lincoln, and Wilson, paid tribute to the surpassing influence of the Bible in our country's development, as in the words of President Jackson, that the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. I love that. Whereas the history of our nation clearly illustrates the value of voluntarily applying the teachings of the Scriptures in the lives of individuals, families, and societies. Whereas this nation now faces great challenges that will test this nation as it has never been tested before. And whereas that renewing our knowledge of and faith in God through Holy Scripture can strengthen us as a nation and a people. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the President is authorized and requested to designate 1983 as the National Year of the Bible in recognition of both formative and influence the Bible has been for our nation and our national need to study and apply the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. It was approved October 4th, 1982. Emotional a little bit there as I read it. Why? Because in 1982 they thought they had challenges. In 2023 we have people protesting in the streets, okay with murdering others, with raping. Now these women that were raped in Israel were gang raped until some of their pelvises broke. And we have youth in this country okay with that. Challenges? Challenges only God can change. The hearts of man and the hearts of men must be changed. Of course, there was at least one lawsuit against this resolution, claiming it was a violation of the separation of church and state, and even though it said voluntary on there, and although I searched, it was very quickly, I was unable to find if and who in the 97th Congress voted against this resolution. And I'm betting that it was some of the same old farts who are still residing in the chambers today. I know I said a bad word. I'm not supposed to say that word. I used to wash my boys' mouth out with soap if they said that word. Nevertheless, we the people need a resolution of sorts. We the people need to rise up. It is time, America. It is time. It is actually past time. While there is a part of me that says we're too late, I remember the fortitude of our founding fathers and our pilgrims' ancestors who braved so much and withstood such great challenges. However, they did not do these great things without God. They kept their prayer life active, not allowing their attitude to get stale, their gratitude to get stale. And they were in God's word. Bring America home. It has a great meaning to me. I believe it was divinely inspired. No, I don't think I'm some special prophet of some unique and unusual connection with our God. It's the same as yours. I'm just a small cog in the wheel. But I do believe God is using me. There are days I grow very discouraged, but then something happens. Or I read something, or I receive a letter from one of you. Or I just feel God's hand upon my shoulder again, saying, keep pressing on. Don't give up. Bring America home. We all know that I can't bring America home. Only God can. We are in trouble. We are in danger. But America, we are not alone. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Well, as I was saying in my monologue, you know, we're in trouble, America. We are in danger. But we are not alone. Bring America Home. I've kind of told the story about that before, how that tagline came to be. I believe God threw it down on my head one night when I was saying my prayers and I was laying in bed. And then it was after that, that my youngest son said, I wrote a song, Mom, I'm going to give it to you. And that is the song you hear at the end of the show. And he said the name of the song is Coming Home. I don't believe in coincidences. And these things didn't happen at the same time. He had already written that song, unbeknownst to me. And we took that song and we put it as the ending of the show. And it has become time for me to realize that I'm not Reba McEntire. We're going to change the beginning of the show. And that'll start Monday. Now, Friday, we'll have a show, a regular show like we always do. But I'm going to have my son who created this for me. He's going to come on and visit with me. The son who wrote the song is going to be tied up doing, he's a music minister. And he is, the church he's at has a private school, and they have preschool. They have kindergarten as well, but they have preschool, and he is going to be tied up at the time of the show, leading them in a sing-along. And so he won't be able to be here, but he said he would write to me about the song. So it was my idea, and I kicked it around with my oldest son, who is now doing voiceover work. You might hear him every once in a while, not just on my show, but in other places, even on TV. You'll not see his face. You'll just hear his voice. But he created this for me. And I said, I hear the old pickup truck going down the road, coming home. And so what you're going to hear now is a brand new opening for CSC Talk Radio that we will begin on Monday to start the show. Hit it. Go ahead.
Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And that is it. And then when we end the show, you'll hear the little guitar once again, and it will be that voice you heard, I gotta go home, coming in, saying I'm home. It's emotional for me because I believe God's hand was in it. I have two sons that participated in it. And it is finally a branding of CSC Talk Radio that is just mine and God's. But it tells who we are here in rural America, coming down that gravel road and coming home. Whether it's lunchtime, it's supper time, whatever the case is, I had to go get a part for the grinder mixer, I had to get a part to fix the combine or the tractor, whatever it is, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. We have a problem in this nation. People like Liz Cheney, people like Chuck Schumer, people like even Lindsey Graham, people like Mitt Romney, numerous ones in Congress, both sides of the aisles. We have a problem. We have a problem in the White House. We have a problem in the administration. And the problem is, they've forgotten who they work for. They hate this country. Chuck Schumer hates this country. Joe Biden hates this country. Barack Hussein Obama and Michelle, they hate this country. Hillary Clinton hates this country. But they all love to profit from it. You've heard us talk about Coach Tuberville. Coach Tuberville, I guess. It's Tuber, not Tubber. Tuberville. Tubby is what I take in the evenings. I take a tubby. This is Tuberville. And he fought a good fight. But you know what happened? Chuck Schumer changed the rules. Now, I'm really emotional this morning. I don't know why. I guess it's a realization of where we are, America. I wrote in my article, Tyranny, that tyranny changes the rules and amends the contract. Abortion is so important to many people in this administration, in this government, that they will change the rules and amend the contract in order to kill the unborn. Tuberville, he fought a good fight. And he's going to continue to fight, but that particular fight is over. They won, but only because they changed the rules and amended the contract. Tyranny does that. Matthew Whitaker. Now, I really like this guy, and I'm thinking if Donald Trump gets in there, he's going to have a place in the administration, and I'm hoping he has a place as AG if he is tough enough. Now, he looks like a tough old guy, doesn't he? Not old guy. He looks like a tough guy. He's built big. I don't know how tall he is, but he looks tall, but everybody looks tall to me. Even some of my grandchildren, because they have surpassed me. But Whitaker says the nails are in the coffin for Biden. And he talks about what they have found and what they are doing. And he even ends up speaking about what they're doing to Trump. And I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. Not in detail, just in generality. But I'm going to tell you right now that what is happening, and if they impeach Joe Biden, and I don't think they're going to get it done. I think it might pass the House. It's never going to pass the Senate. So they're not going to get rid of him. But they should. And impeachment should only be the beginning of it. If we are to have real justice, these people who have cheated, who have changed the documents, who have shredded documents, who have smashed cell phones, who have done all these things, they need to pay for their crimes against America. The offense of treason by both Democrats and Republicans. This offense is against we the people. It is an insurrection against the Constitutional Republic. That's what it is. And I'm including with that the clouded media who cloud the truth, keep it from you, change the words, deceive. It's a road to insurrection. It was not January 6th. I have something here. I want to see if I can find. I have so many articles. I get them lost. You know me. That's just the way I am. Okay, here's the Republicans are probing into the collusion between the January 6th committee and the Georgia Trump prosecutor. They're colluding. Oh, my goodness. It's already the end of this first, second segment. Oh, my gosh. All right, I will get this together. But I'm going to tie this in with Liz Cheney and the FBI. You need to understand, this is a collusion that was perpetrated. It was a conspiracy that was perpetrated against Trump. But it's not Trump that they're after, my friends. It is your constitutional republic. It is you, we the people. They think they rule over you. They don't understand that we be the boss. And I'm not sure we understand that we be the boss. Who's the boss? Who's the boss? Who's the boss? We the boss. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I've finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800 978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So the January 6th committee, their conduct, it was pretty bad. We all know that. It says on Tuesday, which was yesterday, the House Judiciary Chairman, Jim Jordan of Ohio, and Representative Barry Loudermilk of Georgia, who is leading the Republican investigation into the January 6th committee's conduct, sent letters to Wills and the former Select Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Democrat from Mississippi. In August, Willis charged Trump with 13 counts related to the former president's efforts to protest aspects of the 2020 election. The Georgia District Attorney also charged 18 charges for Trump allies, several of whom have taken plea deals. Now, this is just me, and I hope that I'm correct and not wrong. These 18 that took plea deals, they believe here, the January 6th committee and the prosecutor, the original January 6th committee and the prosecutor there in Georgia, believe they're going to go telling. They're going to tell all kinds of tales. You know what I think they're going to do? I think they're going to tell the truth. And I think in telling the truth, they will be exonerated as well as Trump. So I think they're pulling a slick dicky one here, and I'm hoping that that's going to be the right
thing that happens. It says here that Jordan's letter to Willis wrote, although we were aware that your office had coordinated its politically motivated prosecutions with the Office of Special Counsel Jack Smith, we recently learned that your office also coordinated its investigative actions with the Partisan Select Committee. Now, I'm going to fast forward here, or back, I don't know which direction it is. We also know that the committee destroyed the evidence that they concluded, that they used to conclude theirs. So this committee broke the law. They broke the law when they destroyed that. Nancy Pelosi broke the law when she ripped the speech in two. It wasn't hers to rip. It was ours. It was the, why isn't the, what is that, Department of, I can't think what they're called, the ones that keep all the archives, the Department of Archives. They should have gone after Nancy Pelosi for destroying the archives of the State of the Union address. She should have been kicked out of Congress. She should have been fined. But she wasn't. But Santos was. He told a little fib or two and he got kicked out because they don't like him. Now, Liz Cheney's written a book, and I told Rudy, we've got to get this book finished. The book is finished. We just got to get it to Kindle to get her done. I have the cover now. That's been taken care of last week, and we are ready to just put it in. It's just that we've had all kinds of other things going on here. Now, Liz Cheney's throwing this around. I told you she lost some weight. She's going to run for president. She lost some weight. She's getting herself all beautified and dignified, and she's going to run for office. She was part of this January 6th committee that did these atrocities. And she dares to point a finger at Donald Trump and say he's an insurrectionist and unconstitutional. What happened on January 6th, what they wanted to happen, was not to stop the counting, but to witness the counting. And those who instigated a riot kept the counting from happening. They stopped it. It was all put in there. It was all instigated. That's why Nancy Pelosi didn't want National Guard there. She wanted the people to be instigated. She wanted them to be provoked and to riot. And unfortunately, people are sheeple and they'll do. However, when you see the little cop that's saying, come on in, come on in, and he's inviting them and he's moved the barriers and he's saying, come on, we love you, we want you to come into the Capitol. Those people were arrested too, but what happened to the little cop? Liz Cheney has broken the Constitution of the United States of America. When you are a sitting person in Congress, which she did, she was at the time that she did this. Her book's full of lies, so don't buy her book. Please don't buy her book. She needs to be fined, and she needs to be imprisoned, and she needs to be publicly shamed. That's what needs to happen. Now, moving on. But not too far. The FBI, we know that they were involved in the insurrection, the riot. We know they were involved. But now they're coming to Congress and they're begging. They're begging for money. They want a new building. They want to continue their unlawful business. Let's see, what do they call it here? I've got it. Bolded. What they want. So Christopher Wray goes to the Congress, and Josh Hawley goes after him, and so do some of the others. But they never give an answer. Have you ever noticed that? They never will answer a question. And I think every time they don't answer a question, they should be fined. no less than $1,000. During the hearing, Ray gave an impassioned pitch for Congress to reauthorize Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Who are they surveilling? Well, Catholics, apparently. Anybody who voted for MAGA, anybody who retweeted a MAGA post, anybody who tweeted to him, anybody who promotes him, I guess I'm in trouble. The warrantless surveillance powers allow the intelligence community to surveil Americans without a court approval. That needs to be stopped. And if Congress passes this, every one of them needs to lose their job. Section 702 is set to expire at the end of the year unless it is reauthorized by Congress. And several House Republican leaders have expressed a desire to let it expire due to the FBI's repeated abuse of the powers. The FBI needs to be stopped. They should not have this authority or other authorities that they have. I have another article here. It says that the FBI, they shoot people. And then they hide it that they shoot people. It says from 2018 to 2022, there were 223 people shot by federal law enforcement employees. More than half, that's 151 people, died because of that. The government did not make these numbers available. You don't need to know. Rather than an investigation news team compiled them with public documents, news releases, lawsuits, and news reports. It's not a coincidence, it says. There are no consequences for these federal agencies. Nothing ever happens to them. Josh Hawley went after Ray. Did you fire these people that went after the Catholic Church? And he just starts yapping. He goes, no, it's a yes or no answer. Did you fire them? Yeah. Goes on just rambling. It's a yes or no answer. I take it as a no, you did not. And neither are they. They had a hearing yesterday. Doing anything about these students that are violently protesting and putting Jewish students in harm's way. We're in trouble, America. There's no salvation in D.C. It's only in our God and in you and in me to bring America home. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. Make America godly again, and we'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code Bethann or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code Bethann.
You can look for the silver lining or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt, and while the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients. 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. So I have in my hands a manifesto for a renaissance of American leadership. I found it interesting, but not necessarily overly inspiring. Does that make sense? I guess because I'm thinking about us, you and me, the American people, we the people. We're number one. We should be. We're not number one, but we should be. So they're naming this, and it's not a bad read. I'm not saying that it's a bad read. It's interesting. It's got some good stuff in it, but at the same time, it lacked inspiration for me. Maybe not for you, but for me. He said it starts out in a time of ideological upheaval and the threat from the People's Republic of China, which is the PRC. Americans face an acute perils to their lives, livelihoods, traditions, inheritance from earlier generations of Americans and obligations to future generations. Historically, American leaders would have been able to prevent or avoid the problems the country now confronts. But America has had difficulties in the past. American leaders resolve those difficulties, however painful and challenging. Well, I don't know how far back we have to go. I mean, I'm not disputing what he says is true. But our leaders are involved with the PRC. Our leaders are involved with the tearing down of our past and obstructing the building up of the future of America. He says it's time, at this time of considerable menace, Americans have a right to expect the following standards from their leaders, and that's his manifesto. And it's not just him. It was written by James E. Fannell and Bradley Thayer. First, Americans would expect leaders who love the political ideology, principles, and culture of the American Revolution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Constitution, and want to sustain that culture from their progeny. I think it's more than that. And he mentions this later, but I think they need to And he says that. They need to love the political ideology. They need to love America. That's the first. Second, they should be loyalty. We should expect loyalty from our leaders. Yes, we should. And yet they're upset with Trump because he didn't see loyalty in DeSantis. He calls him DeSantimonious. And I don't see loyalty in Nikki Haley. I don't see loyalty to the South. I don't see loyalty to the American people. I don't see loyalty to anything but the Koch brothers, who's sending her lots of money. Same thing with DeSantis. Only they took the money they were giving to him and they're giving it to Nikki Haley. Because he wasn't getting her done. Loyalty is important. Loyalty to the school you grew up in. You always want the high school you grew up in to win. It was a little concerning when my son's children go to, one of my sons. And it was a rival of the high school that he grew up in. And I don't think he has as much trouble now, but the very first games that he attended when they played his school was a little rough. Loyalty. Loyalty to a friend. We're not always perfect friends. But can we see beyond things and remain loyal to people? See beyond their faults? Loyalty. Third, Americans should expect actual leadership through the honest identification of problems and answers to them. And I think we've talked about this before. These American leaders should provide positive solutions for illegal immigration, inflation, the health and well-being of the American people, most particularly Americans working in middle classes, those who perished or whose lives were disrupted and forgotten because of opioid epidemic and COVID. We have been facing the same challenges of the same problems for decades upon decades upon decades because our leadership doesn't care. They want the problems, actually. They want illegal immigration. They want the invasion in this nation. If they're telling you they don't, they're liars. If they did want to preserve and secure this country, they would guard those borders. But they don't. Because they're getting money from people like the Koch brothers who want cheap labor. Fourth, Americans should expect that their leaderships are invested in America's future. They do not saddle future generations with a debt or reduced opportunities, robbed of their birthright and ability to enjoy the American dream. We hear people telling us the American dream's dead. Fifth, it is painful to state what would have been unthinkable to previous generations of American leaders. American leaders and their families should not profit, directly or indirectly, from investments in the enemy of the American people, the PRC. But we know they have. In fact, Swalwell actually slept with a Chinese spy, and nothing happened to him because we're too worried about George Santos telling a fib. Let me tell you something. If we're going to bring America home, God's justice must be done. And God's justice, are you ready for it? My opinion, I didn't read this in the scriptures, Swalwell should have been punished. He should have been kicked out of Congress. He should have been imprisoned. And even depending on what tales he told this woman during their affection, the death penalty. But instead, he stands there in front of a camera and passes gas, and we're okay with that. Sixth, Americans should expect that American leaders do not generate strategic vulnerabilities for the United States and the American people by manufacturing strategic goods like antibiotics, medicines, and medical equipment. And with that, number six, I don't have time, I'm running out of time, but Rudy gave me a whole bunch of stuff on drugs that we're running out of in America. Why are we running out of them? Because we're not making them. Somebody else is. So, seven, the Americans should discuss how their leaders failed them so badly and how they can find better ones. I think that's what we try to do here. They have failed us badly. I don't know the real answers. I don't have real visions, I guess. I think I do, but do I? I've told you in the past, vote out every single Democrat and then we will deal with the Republicans because they can't hide behind a Democrat any longer. And everything that they vote on, every bill needs to be no less than 6 pages. No more than 6 pages. They've pulled a fast one on us, America. But we the people, consent of the governed, it is up to us to make America godly again, to make America great again, and to bring America home.
Home!
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.